Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we look at the film noirs Burt Lancaster made at the start of his career. I hope you enjoy the show. Burt Lancaster, Hollywood heavyweight, producer, actor, Academy Award winner. You may remember him from Atlantic City, or Local Hero, or the enigmatic The Swimmer, or even as the Birdman of Alcatraz. But it's worth pointing out that he began his career in film noir. In fact, 9 of his first 10 films were film noirs, and pretty darn good ones at that. His first film was The Killers, based on an Ernest Hemingway story and directed by Robert Siodmak. Don Siegel was originally going to direct, but a deal couldn't be struck to borrow him from Warners. Siegel went on to direct the remake. Ava Gardner smoulders as the fatal woman Burt is drawn to, and William Conrad, who I like, plays one of the contract killers sent to finish him off. The whole film is told in flashback as we try to find out why he hasn't put up a struggle or tried to escape his death. Edmund O'Brien is solid as the insurance investigator piecing Burt's past together. The film was an instant success. Remember, this was Burt's first film, an acrobat who'd learnt to act in the army. Miklos Roza provided the score and wrote this song with Jack Brooks for Ava Gardner to sing.
The more I know of love, the less I know.
Here's your drink, lady.
The more I give to love.
He said, here's your drink, lady.
The more I owe.
Oh, thank you very much.
Big Jim likes to live well.
Big Jim?
Yeah, Colfax.
He's not here tonight?
Tonight? No, ma'am. Well, last night, not tomorrow night, not for a lot of nights. Big Jim has his time all booked up.
Jim's out of town, Miss Almond.
A heartbreak or two. The more I know of life.
Next came Brute Force in 1947, in which Burt played Joe Collins, an inmate in jail, who tussles with Hume Cronin playing Captain Munsey, a prison warden who thinks he's God. Joe's had enough brutality and organises a prison break. Directed by Jules Dassin with Verve, it also featured a score by Miklos Roza, but here's part of Richard Wagner's Tannhauser, which Captain Munsey plays loudly to drown out the noise of a beating.
Thank you.
Burt had time to make two more film noirs that year, The Disappointing Desert Fury and I Walk Alone, both with Elizabeth Scott. In Desert Fury, he's a deputy sheriff and wasn't centrally cast as in his previous two films. Music was by, you guessed it, Miklos Roza. In I Walk Alone, Burt was back at the centre of the picture, playing Frankie Madison, who's just been released from jail after 14 years inside. He was part of a bootlegging business with Kirk Douglas and wants recompense for being inside for so long. Kirk, playing Dink Turner, just happens to have set up a very successful nightclub in New York in that time. Here's Elizabeth Scott, dubbed by Trudy Stevens, singing Don't Call It Love.
Don't call it love if it's just a fling, a kiss, a sigh, and farewell. Don't call it love if it's not the thing that's strong enough to start an earthquake in your heart. Be one of those impromptu affairs. If you don't feel what I'm conscious of, don't call it love. Don't call it love if it's just a play, a kiss, a sigh, and farewell. That's strong enough.
Charles, no lunch Sunday, sorry.
Why not?
I'm getting married.
What about that girl who sings?
Every man has a girl who sings someplace in his life. I can handle her.
Don't let this be one of those impromptu affairs. If you don't feel what I'm conscious of,
In 1948, Burt made All My Sons with Edward G. Robinson, based on an Arthur Miller play, although changed considerably into the script by Chester Erskine. Leith Stevens wrote the score. Here's a piece of it.
Thank you.
They kept on coming. In 1948, he made Sorry, Wrong Number with Barbara Stanwyck as a bedridden woman who overhears a conversation on the telephone in which a murder is planned. Anatole Litvak directed, but Burt and he fell out over character portrayal and never worked again. Franz Waxman wrote the score, and here's the prelude. Veteran cinematographer Sol Polito worked on this film, and it was his penultimate picture. It was adapted from a very successful radio play by the author Lucille Fletcher, and Stanwyck was Oscar-nominated for her role as the woman confined to bed. Burt's third noir in 1948 was Kiss the Blood Off My Hands with Joan Fontaine and Robert Newton. All three leads excel in this one, where Burt plays an ex-GI in post-war London, aimless and irritable, who gets involved in a fatal pub brawl and seeks refuge in Fontaine's apartment. Miklos Roza was back with the score, and here's the opening titles music. Thank you. Chris Cross, remade as The Underneath by Steven Soderbergh in 1995, was to be the third Burt film noir produced by Mark Wellinger, who had originally cast Lancaster in The Killers after two other actors proved unavailable, but he died before it was made. Burt plays an armoured car driver who conspires with the excellent Dan Duryea to stage a hold-up. Duryea happens to be with Burt's ex-wife. And you can spot a young Tony Curtis dancing 22 minutes into the movie. Again, Miklos Rozsa wrote the score, and Daniel Fuchs wrote a great screenplay. Here's the stirring main titles music. The legendary Robert Siodmak directed, who had also worked with Burt on The Killers and was in the middle of a highly productive string of films at the time, and it shows. Burt's ninth film noir, remember, out of 10 films, was Rope of Sand, co-starring Paul Heinried and Claude Rains. Heinried is an abusive cop employed by Rains' mining company, and Burt discovers diamonds on the land when working as a guide, but he's damned if he'll share the information with anyone else after Heinried's rough treatment. This is Joseph and Miranda Murray with Zulu Warrior.
Jikamalayo!
Ji!
Jikamalayo!
Ji!
Wah! I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there, the Zulu warrior. See him there, the Zulu chief, chief, chief. See him there, the Zulu warrior. See him there, the Zulu chief, 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 chief. I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there, the Zulu warrior. See him there, the Zulu chief, chief, chief. See him there, the Zulu warrior. See him there, the Zulu chief, 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 chief.
I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee. I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there,
I come as Zimba Zimba
Zayo, the Zulu warrior.
Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there,
I come as Zimba Zimba
Zayo,
I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there,
I come as Zimba Zimba
Zayo, the Zulu warrior.
Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there,
I come as Zimba Zimba
Zayo,
I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there,
I come as Zimba Zimba
Zayo, the Zulu warrior.
Zimba Zimba
Zee. See him there, the Zulu chief, 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 chief.
Jikamalayo,
ji,
Jikamalayo,
ji,
wah.
I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
See him there, the Zulu warrior. See him there, the Zulu chief, chief, chief. See him there, the Zulu warrior. See him there, the Zulu chief, 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 chief.
I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee. I come as Zimba Zimba Zayo, I come as Zimba Zimba Zee.
For the next 8 years, Burt went into other genres and became a huge star in the process. It wasn't until 1957 that he ventured back into film noir in Sweet Smell of Success, a brilliant study of a powerful Broadway critic, J.J. Hunsecker, who persuades an unscrupulous press agent, played by Tony Curtis, to break up his sister's affair. James Wong Howe, the masterful cinematographer, worked on this film, and it looks superb. Most of it takes place in New York at night. The dialogue and acting are top-notch too. Clifford Odets wrote the great script, Alexander McKendrick directed, and Elmer Bernstein wrote the score. And that was it. Film noir had fallen out of favour by the time the 60s came along, and Burt was too smart to go there again. All the films I've mentioned were great vehicles for him, and it's hard to think of another actor who made such good use of film noir to get himself started as an actor. Try to see them if you can. I'll leave you with some more of the fabulous score from Sweet Smell of Success, in which the iconic Chico Hamilton Quintet also makes an appearance.